Hey, everybody. Welcome to the State of Chiropractic podcast presented by One Chiropractic. I am your host, Baron Hoig, and I am thrilled that you're joining us today. As humans, we understand the importance of staying informed, staying connected, and staying inspired. That's why we created this podcast. It's a platform that's dedicated to exploring the defense of chiropractic, the expansion of and access to chiropractic care, and how it affects your ability to serve the world around you. In each episode, we're going to dive deep into the latest issues surrounding the profession, industry trends, legislative developments that shape the landscape of chiropractic. We'll bring you thought-provoking interviews with renowned experts, practitioners, and advocates who are driving initiatives and positive change all over the world. Our mission is to make chiropractic the number one healthcare choice. And to do that, we need you. So whether you're a seasoned chiropractor looking to expand your knowledge or you're an ally of the profession, you're in the right place. We're here to share insights, to debunk myths, to spark meaningful conversations that will shape the future of our profession. And don't forget, subscribe to the State of Chiropractic podcast so you never miss an episode. Stay connected with us on our website and all of our social media channels where you can share your thoughts, ask questions, and suggest topics for future episodes. Now, without further ado, let's dive in to this week's episode and welcome to the State of Chiropractic podcast. All right, it's that time again. Time to update you on what's going on. We have got to stop the lunacy that's happening around this world. It's starting in British Columbia, but has got to be killed. I'm going to talk with you about that today. Also want you to see the power of what happens when we're coming together, the power and the strength of what we're doing in Australia, primarily because we're organizing and we're working in one direction. And then here in the United States, very excited about what's happening with our animal chiropractic movement, as well as what we're doing with our class action on the lawsuit. So just tons of stuff for you today in the update. So make sure you pay attention to it all, man. Can't wait to bring you up to speed. Well, good morning, our warriors. Time to give you an update on what is going on around this crazy world. We're going to continue to be changing up this kind of an update, right? We're coming to you today. It's Monday, the 15th of April. Again, cannot believe it's already into the second quarter of the year. We're making lots of changes. I'm so excited because our publication is going to be launching here very soon. So please keep an eye on your email out for the State of Chiropractic publication. We've been working our tails off on this thing. I think you're going to be very proud of it. And it's going to give you a lot of good information about what's happening around the world. So be on the lookout for that. And please, please, please share it. Share it with as many people as possible. We want more people being a part of it. We want more people wanting to advertise in it so that all of that helps us generate the resources we need to continue to kick some tail around this incredible world of ours. But I want to keep massaging about how much I'm sharing with you and giving you stuff that you care about without spending too much time and getting you bored with these, because I want you to stay connected. Part of our power is you being aware and understanding the things that we're working on, so that if something, not everything's going to matter to you, and I understand that, but I want you to stay informed. Being informed is really the key. That's actually the biggest weapon that was used against us, was keeping people ignorant, confused, and scared. The best defense about that is being knowledgeable and organized. And that's exactly what we're trying to do. We learned a lot when we were in COVID. And I don't know when, I don't know how, but there's going to be another string of them trying to keep you ignorant, scared, and separated. And we're going to do our best to keep you organized and together and informed. That's our goal within One Chiropractic. It's in our name. It's why we do what we do. And so I want you to stay informed through things like our publication, through these videos, by going to our websites. We're constantly changing. We're going to be massively updating our social channels so that we can, you know, give you more information, doing press releases, all the stuff we probably should have been doing from the beginning, but we're just kind of getting our act together in that regard. So lots of work happening on our end, but I need you to stay plugged in. Please, please, please stay plugged in and make sure you're plugging in your colleagues as well. So, all right, that's it for the intro today, guys. Let's get to the meat and potatoes of what's happening. All right, New Zealand. Hey, guys. First and foremost, I am planning a trip. It looks like I'll be in New Zealand probably the first week in August. So I will let you guys know when that happens and what my details are. But I want to do another town hall, bring everybody together, and really share with you and give you a glimpse of kind of where we're headed. There's some amazing work that's been done in New Zealand that I'm not sure is really taking off to the level that it should. So I'm really trying to partner with the New Zealand Chiropractic College, as well as the New Zealand Chiropractic Association and us, and trying to really create that strong organization between our organizations to be able to push forward chiropractic in New Zealand. The path is actually a little bit easier now that we have a new political system in place, but I really want to bring everybody together on this and create a massive movement, swinging the pendulum the right way for the betterment of New Zealand citizens. So I will give you more information as we get closer to that, but I will be there. Looks like the first week, maybe the tail end of the first week into the second week of August, I will be coming your way. So looking forward to that. We're also continuing. I think I updated you in the last one that we have 5 cases that we're still defending as it related to COVID. They're just kind of dragging everything through the mud. I think they're trying to stall and see if we're willing to hold on to that, but we're going to fight it all the way to the end. It is very important that they learn that we're not going to just sit back and take that kind of behavior. But again, I'm hoping with the new political system that that will start dying off here before too long. So, all right, that's where we're at. Lots of stuff. I have dreams of what we can do in New Zealand. We've just got to continue to organize and get things put together. So, all right, we love you, New Zealand. God bless you. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. All right, Australia. All right, guys, I'm having another call this coming week with our attorney and everyone involved with the pediatric case. And again, as a reminder, we're looking at if we feel there is a legitimate restriction of trade. We believe there was as a result of the Safer Care Victoria, as well as the chiropractic board's policy of not being able to do manual manipulation on 2 and under. Let me get it accurate. It wasn't manual manipulation, but high amplitude, low velocity, adjustments. Nonetheless, it was bogus. They had no reason for it. It shouldn't have been there. And it changed the consciousness of those people that were aware of that policy. And so we need to be holding them accountable to that. So I'll have more information for you. We're working with a barrister. I know this stuff moves very slow. I know a lot of you are passionate about this particular topic, as am I. But I just want to let you know it's still going, but I'm not always going to have a lot of like powerful updates for you. But it does look like we're getting very close to start collecting data and really moving this thing forward and making sure that we're holding those people accountable that are putting policies in place for Australians. But more exciting on the side of marketing, we are pushing the envelope. Guys, I need you to continue to trust us and I need you to move forward. Right now we are 16-0. We have 16 providers that we have successfully educated Opera to leave them alone when they started marketing a little bit more aggressively than what Opera has typically liked. This is the whole goal. I wanted 1,000. So although I'm happy with 16, I'd love to say we have 1,000 that we've defended, that are starting to tell the story appropriately, in my opinion, by grabbing information off of Dr. Heidi Havoc's site, by grabbing information off of the Foundation for Chiropractic Progress, working with the ACA and using their marketing tips. Things like this that we want you to push out so that we can defend you if anyone challenges you, but we've got to get more aggressive with that. We have one case that it looks we're waiting to hear back from Opera right now on really what they're going to do with it. This is a case of using testimonials from Google or reviews rather from Google. And we're adamant that that falls within the policy guidelines right now. And they're saying it doesn't. So we're looking like that might push us into a legal conflict with them. If that's the case, so be it. That's what we're here to do. But we're excited to see where that plays out. But I'm hoping before long, we're going to be able to give you some advice on how to use your reviews in a manner that helps the rest of the world understand a little bit more about you and the effectiveness you have working with your patients. So still pushing hard. Other news that's exciting. I am coming out. I will be attending the ACA's annual event in July, the end of July. I don't know how to say the name. I think it's Canes or Cans. I apologize. I promise I'll learn how to say that the right way. A number of you will probably email me and tell me the right way to say it. But I will be up there the end of July. I am coming out to Perth. So I will be coming out that way. I promised you the next time I came to Australia, I'd be going to Perth. So I'm putting together my agenda now for this trip. I will let you know as soon as I know, but I will be holding an event out in Perth as well, just to get to know some people, talk, and really share with you what we're doing on the Operation Free Speech, as well as where things are at with the pediatric side. But I'm also hoping it can be a bit of a recruiting event. So as I do these town halls, if you can help spread the word so people show up, so we can really explain what it is we're trying to do and get more Australians connected with us, because it's really about the organization. It's really about the strength of all of us coming together and moving forward to show that we are not going to be pushed over. We're not going to be shoved aside. We're going to push forward and make sure that chiropractic is available to everybody in Australia. So I'm excited to get out there with you guys again. Always have a great time when I'm in Australia. If you are going to the ACA event, I would love to see you there. If you haven't thought about it, I'm going to tell you, plan to go to the ACA event. I'd love to see you. I'll be hanging out and we'll be talking and sharing and letting everyone know what's going on. So I love you, Australia. Lots of stuff going on. We'll keep you updated as we press forward. All right, guys. God bless. We'll talk to you later. All right, Canada. Man, right now we are all things X-ray in British Columbia and all things preventing this tyranny from moving anywhere else into the country of Canada as it relates to Bill 36. I'm still kind of astonished. I've had a number of you guys email me saying that, you know, well, we're not even sure exactly what Bill 36 is. There's, you know, I have a one-page document. I'm happy to share it with you guys. I didn't put it together. Sorry, my screen is kind of blocking that thing out, but it's a phenomenal document that was put together by a coalition of individuals about the dangers of this particular bill. Guys, we've got to organize. We are doing our part. We're connecting with other organizations that are just as adamantly against this as we are. And we've got to come together to stand against the tyranny of what they're trying to do. Just one little area of this is they're wanting you to, you're basically guilty until proven innocent. Whether it's an anonymous complaint or not, they have the ability to suspend you during the investigation process. And these processes don't happen very quickly. That is a complete violation to your rights, and as far as I'm concerned. You are, as far as I know, Canada is still a free country, and you guys have the right to be innocent until proven guilty. But this language somehow gives the government this authority to just be draconian over top of you, and that's got to stop. Not to mention that they're demanding certain vaccines and different things of that nature that I know are going to be an issue for chiropractic. So we are preparing to be ready that if they want to actually enforce any of the ridiculousness in this bill, that we will be able to defend those that are under our protection. But we need more people being a part of this. We're already seeing signs of this potentially spreading throughout the rest of Canada. We cannot let that happen. We have to kill it where it lies in British Columbia so that it doesn't spread anywhere else throughout Canada or anywhere else in the world. So guys, I need you to stay plugged in with us on this. I'll probably do a very specific webinar here before too long in British Columbia, specifically on this topic, so that we can give everyone the ins and outs of what's going on there. But I just want you to stay plugged in. As it relates to X-ray, we're putting together now. I've actually been spending a decent amount of time with our attorney putting everything together. We have two more board meetings before the amalgamation of the boards happen. And so we're really submitting a lot of information, asking them to do the right thing. If any of you watching this are from the college or you're a council member, do the right thing. Look at this data. We have overwhelmingly supplied to you why you should not have this policy in place. It endangers the general public. It violates the relationship and the informed consent between the doctor and the patient. And it has absolutely no basis because the policy wasn't even created from a complaint, which is actually how your bylaws are created for you to do action. So there's a lot of things that we have issues with how we got to where we are. And I don't really care about any of that. I want it fixed. And we need to get back to allowing chiropractors to do what they do, depending on their technique and their philosophy of practice. So that's where we're at. We're pushing hard. We're spending a lot of money. And we're making sure that your rights are heard and protected. And we will not stop until this is fixed. So again, lots going on in Canada. I'm so sorry, Quebec, that I wasn't able to see you at the Life Vision event in Montreal. I heard it was a phenomenal event. I know they had an amazing lineup of speakers. I'm very sorry. My family issues just kept me here in the United States. But I will find another time to get up there. I absolutely promise you. All right, Canada, that's where we're at right now. A lot of energy and focus is put in BC because that's where the biggest fire is burning right now. But this affects all of Canada. So don't lose heart and make sure that you're paying attention and notify me if you start hearing any craziness talk in your province so that we can get involved and try to stop that from happening. But we love you. We're going to keep fighting. We'll talk to you soon, Canada. God bless. All right, United States, guys, really been busting my tail with this animal chiropractic stuff. It's been very fun to finally see momentum moving forward and working with state associations and licensing boards and you know, really creating momentum and a cohesive strategy and system to be able to standardize the language of animal chiropractic across the United States. And I want to say this because I don't know that a lot of you understand the significance of this battle. You're probably thinking, well, I don't do animals. Why do I care? This is such a big issue because it has the same remnants of what we went through in the 50s, 60s, and 70s when we were being told that we're practicing medicine without a license. That's one aspect. Another aspect of it is we have to protect the word and term chiropractic. If you don't think that stuff matters, if all of a sudden that, you know, if you want to do a mobilization or you cause a cavitation and they just want to call it chiropractic without understanding what that term actually means and what the purpose of the adjustment is and the impact and the intent behind delivering it, everything that we know about the three, the art, the science, and the philosophy, that's the part that we can't lose. And we have to get organized and we have to stop the erosion of the understanding of the adjustment. And I'm going to tell you, if you're looking to diversify your practice, you're absolutely insane to go spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on new pieces of equipment when you could get certified in animal chiropractic and completely blow the doors off your business treating dogs and horses and other animals. It is a lucrative business. There is people will pay a lot of money for their animals to be seen, but we have to do it right. And we have to be certified. And you can get certified for about $14,000. And then you're able to start seeing animals. And what we're doing is allowing you to do that in every state without dealing with all the political garbage that's happening. But I think there's a future boom for chiropractors that are going to want to start doing animals appropriately and publicly, not just out the back door of your office in secret. There's really a business model here that I'm learning that's pretty impressive, and I'd sure love to see chiropractors diversifying that way rather than diversifying bringing other stuff in that you may not wholeheartedly believe in, but you're doing it because you want to have a bigger financial gain, which is understandable. But I think there's opportunities for us to remain authentic in who we are and still grow our businesses. So that's why we're fighting this fight. That's why it needs to be done, because we have to protect the term chiropractic. We need to make sure that those of us that are doing that type of work have the right support. And I think it's going to be a booming industry. So you're going to want to pay attention to this. We got some exciting news that we'll be launching in June as we're collaborating with other organizations to create an infrastructure, an appropriate infrastructure for this specialty. And we're very excited about that. A lot of work has been going into this. So stay, keep your eyes and ears open on that. I also want to talk to you about our class action. So we are working to start grabbing data to be able to start looking at if we have a class action here on this issue of clawbacks. We believe we do. We believe we have everything we need. We've just got to organize it and then work with our attorneys to press forward. So we're at that juncture now of looking at that data, organizing it, and then being able to move forward with a class action. So we're excited about this. This is going to affect every single chiropractor that accepts insurance. This is a big deal. It'll be the first time in our history that we've proactively went after insurance companies rather than just defending ourselves. So we're excited to be able to work with a number of other individuals and organizations on this effort to make sure your rights are protected when it comes to reimbursement in the United States. So again, a lot going on here, man. Got a lot going on everywhere. That's just what we do. But we love it. It's our job. It's our passion. And we appreciate you supporting us and doing it. So we love you, United States. We'll be back to you in a couple weeks with more updates on things that are going on. All right, guys. That's it. That's it for these 2 weeks, man. I will continue to update you. Be on the lookout for our magazine, The State of Chiropractic Publication. You're going to start seeing over the next month a massive shift in our social media channels. So if you're not connected with us on Instagram or Facebook, make sure you go out and you start liking our pages. It's just One Chiropractic on both of those platforms. One is spelled out O-N-E. Make sure you do that. And also go to the State of Chiropractic podcast. You can find it on any streaming platform. We're based out of Podbean, but you can find us on Apple. You can find us anywhere you streamline or you find podcasts, but get on there because I've got some amazing interviews that are coming up. Please, please, please stay informed, stay united, and let's work together to make chiropractic the number one healthcare choice in the world. Love you guys. God bless. Bye-bye. All right, everybody. And that brings us to the end of another enlightening episode of the State of Chiropractic podcast, brought to you by One Chiropractic. I am your host, Baron Hoig, and it has been an absolute pleasure to delve into the world of chiropractic with you today. My goal is to foster education, awareness, and advocacy for chiropractic professionals worldwide, and we're grateful to have you as part of our community. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe to the State of Chiropractic podcast wherever you love to download episodes. We don't want you to miss a future episode, and trust me, we have some great ones coming your way. We'd also like to express our gratitude to you for your unwavering commitment to chiropractic. Without your generous contributions, this podcast would not be possible. And lastly, we value your feedback and insights. If you have any questions, suggestions, or topics you'd like us to cover in future episodes, please do not hesitate to reach out to us. You can find us at www.defend.org or any of our social media channels. Just look for One Chiropractic. Man, we'd really love to read what you have to say and make sure that we take that into consideration with future episodes. So thank you once again for joining us on the State of Chiropractic podcast. Together, let's continue to elevate and defend chiropractic care, ensuring its rightful place as the number one choice in healthcare. Until next time, stay aligned, stay informed, and keep making a difference in the lives of those you serve. God bless.